cable news, noisy, boring, out of touch. That's why Salem News Channel is different. We keep you in the know, streaming 24/7 for free. Home to the greatest collection of conservative voices like Dennis Prager, Jay Sekulow, Mike Gallagher, and more. Salem News Channel is unfiltered and unapologetic. Watch anytime on any screen at snc.tv and local now, channel 525.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 28th day of February 2024. Tonight we have on the board our producer is none other than with a smile. It's Style. Hey, Style.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
And way out yonder, we have that legendary fella, the Missouri parson, Pastor Joe Larson.
Well, at least this time you didn't tell the world how old I am, but glad to be with you, boss.
All righty, there you go. And my live-in-studio guest tonight is Geauga County Commissioner, candidate, former commissioner, and candidate today, and that is Walter Skip Claypool. Hey, Skip.
Hey, Pastor. Pastors.
Yeah, we're
in all the audience.
All right. You notice he didn't say old pastors. That's been coming out a lot lately, hasn't it, for some reason?
That's the pot calling the kettle black
yeah,
there, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Can I say that?
All righty, there you go. Now, we're going to pick it up where we left off, the title of the message. But before we do that, Joe, you know what? Normally we go to prayer right before the program, and today we kind of got busy and didn't do it. So let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we come before you tonight, Lord, you know who's listening out there. Lord, you know who you would have listening. You know what it is exactly what they need to hear. So, Lord, we're asking you. You said, who will fight for me? Who will stand up for me? Who should I send? And we're here tonight to say, here we are, Lord. Send us. So, Lord, let's let your truth, your whole truth, nothing but your truth, go out over these airways tonight. Use us in a way, Lord, that bears much fruit to your honor, to your glory, Lord God, in ways that are well-pleasing. And again, let it fall out in a manner, Lord, that some may receive eternal life tonight through this radio program. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 All right, the title of the message, you remember, Joe?
Do you see what I see? Do you hear what I hear? Do you know what I know?
So we've been talking about things. We were just over Matthew 24, and we showed how the first 14 verses, we've already seen all of that has come to pass already. And a lot of that in our lifetime, and we saw where here, as it is in here tonight. Well, we can actually pick it up here in this passage tonight, too, and repeat it. But let's go. Let's start in Luke 21, starting with verse 25. And go ahead and read 25 through 28, Joe.
All right. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh.
All right, very good, thank you. Now, we've often talked about types and shadows, and we see here in these and above, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. What kind of signs do we see today? And like I want to say, there's several applications here because we're going to see signs such as maybe very severe solar flares and that coming. But what when you look up to look at the sun today, what do you see up there that's not supposed to be there? How about chemtrails? How about a lot of chemtrails?
Yeah.
And so we're seeing things out there. You have Bill Gates. And what has he been doing for the last 5 years? He said he would do what? He was going to reduce the sunlight because the sun was heating up the earth. He was going to reduce the sunlight. So he spent tons of money. Nobody talks about it. Well, I can't say nobody. We do. Alex Jones and others do talk about it. But we see the chemtrails out there blocking out the sunlight. What about just what's been in the news lately, current events about the moon? Has something been on the moon?
Eclipses of the moon and sun, and there have been asteroids coming close to the earth. There have been all kinds of weird things happening. Major, major asteroids coming very close.
Okay, two other things happening. Both Russia and Japan have been talking about, Russia said they're going to build a base on the moon. They've been talking about that. And then Japan recently has referred to sending, they're going to send people to the moon now.
And Russia wants to put nuclear weapons and satellites.
Yeah, I know that. But the moon, when you take a look at what religion has the moon as its goddess?
Islam. Crescent moon.
And so let me ask you about what the light from the moon. Is that actual? Does the moon give off its own light, or does the moon give off reflection?
Total reflection. Has nothing of its own.
Its own light's not genuine, is it? Okay.
Moonlight is not genuine. It's sunlight reflected.
Right. So here, when we take a look at verse 26, men's hearts are failing them for fear and for...
Can we back up one?
Yeah, go ahead.
We talked about two in the sea and the earth. I've noticed there's at least four or five volcanoes coming to life lately around different places in the world that have been dormant or semi-active. So we're seeing major shifts in the North Pole, where the magnetic North Pole has shifted tremendously. We're seeing volcanoes. We're seeing... changes in the jet stream. We're seeing changes in the sea ice pack where it's located. All kinds of things are happening that people aren't aware of.
What about this, too? Because, you know, we see that the oceans, the seas, have a major effect on the weather. And
exactly.
Let me tell you.
Ocean currents changing and water temperature in the ocean.
We've been around for a little while, and I have never seen a February in all of my years. I have never seen a February where the temperatures got up into the 70s. Not just one day where you would have several days in a row where they would be in the 60s or 70s. I can never remember a time like that in all of my years. Can you?
No.
Can you, Joe?
No, I can't come up with one, but there, you know, they were talking about the jet streams changing and the ocean current changing, which the a lot of El Niños happening. The water has warmed in places higher than it's ever warmed before. And, you know, they have a lot of things that they're just now discovering and talking about. But it had to do with natural things, not, of course, trying to say everything's global warming, but the big jet stream and the big the rivers under the ocean, the flow of water, has to do with, you know, a lot of different factors. And that's all changing very suddenly.
All right. Let's go to 26. Men's hearts failing them for fear. I think one, it looks like John Brennan and Merrick Garland and that is Trump derangement syndrome have got these people very, very worried. I mean, the left is getting, every day they're getting more and more worried about Trump getting back in office because they know if he does, they're going down. But that's not really the kind of fear we're talking about. What other kind of things right now would you say?
People are terrified that the earth is going to, you know, this global warming is going to destroy the earth. We've got people seeing mental health counselors. They're terrified. They're afraid. Government, the propaganda out there has made them terrified of things. You know, they're going to die of the new big plague that's coming. They're going to, you know, this next plague is going to wipe out mankind. Global warming is going to kill off the earth. And those people are seeing, we did an article a few months back where psychologists and psychiatrists, their offices are full. They are not taking new patients. They have so many patients.
What about the suicide rate?
That's high.
Higher than it's ever been, huh?
Yes.
So what about this fear of cyber war? There's a whole lot of people that are very concerned about that and this AI, you know, artificial intelligence, all of these things. But then the wars, there's wars. What, here in this country right now, we have, a lot of people don't realize that, we have 50 million people in this country that were not legal aliens, were not legal residents. 50 million have come in. Now, I'm not talking about just in the last 4 or 5 years. I'm talking...
Yeah, overall.
Yeah.
Well, and there are things going on that people should be afraid of. If they have brains, they should be afraid of what's going on. And what you do is you conquer fear with faith and with anger. I mean, instead of becoming afraid of something like all the immigrants and whatever, you start to get mad and say, well, instead of just sitting around doing nothing, I better get active and get involved and join the battle, run to the battle, fight the fight.
When we had Major Lindsay on here, he said that just from Chinese nationalists, there's 5 million Chinese nationalists in America. So now we've seen and we've documented since Obama Biden's been in office, 50,000 since he's been in, Chinese, virtually these are Chinese soldiers, plainclothes soldiers, have been brought into this country.
Single men between, 18 and 38, 40 years old? I mean, all military age.
Absolutely.
And then we did that story that several of them that had just come, been in the country 2.5-3 weeks, what was the first thing they were doing in Idaho? They were had weapons, were at a firing range practicing.
Right, and so, yeah. And not only that, but we... Remember we told you when we first started going into Ukraine and they were sending all of these weapons to Ukraine, remember what we told them? We said a lot of those weapons are going to go right to the black market and they're going to be right back here. Well, guess what? They've found a lot of these illegal aliens coming into our country carrying the very same weapons that we sent to Ukraine. Okay.
Yeah, and we were talking about weapons that were left in Afghanistan ended up all over the world.
Yep.
And now, you know, Chinese are sending over little pieces that fit on handguns that turn them from semi-automatic to automatic, and they're going into the hands of the gangs that are already here, several of them from foreign countries. They're meaner and nastier than any gangs we had in America before they, you know, came here.
Okay, so now let's go back. And he's jumping ahead here. He's jumping ahead, and he says, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and glory. And that comes when? At the end of the tribulation period. And then, and when you see these things, begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. So he goes back to verse 1. If you go to Matthew chapter 24, if you go back 1 through 14, now, during a number of those things, we've been live. A number of these things are happening even today. Verse 29, then it says, and he spake to them a parable.
Can I back you up before you go there, if you don't mind? When I read that, verse 28, look up for your redemption draweth nigh, Revelation 19, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. In righteousness he doth judge and make war, and goes on to describe the captain of the host of the Lord's army, Christ himself, coming to earth to go to battle with the saints, his army.
And you'll find him, you'll find him arriving upon earth there in Zechariah 14, verses starting with verse 5, or starting actually with verses 1 through 5. You'll find Christ arriving back on earth with all the saints. Now,
right, that's Zechariah what?
14, verses 1 through 5.
14.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. Do you remember what John McTernan and I, when our battle with the War College and the Pentagon was about that issue?
A little bit, but you better explain it.
They had written a paper that stated, and they used that passage, and also out of Ezekiel, that Christians should not be in the military because their allegiance was to Christ. And they used that passage and not to NATO, you know, the UN. And so they said, for that reason, Christians should not be in the military. Yeah, so we called them, and we got quite a conversation with them, but they refused. They tried to back out and tried, and then they refused to come on the radio to discuss it.
Actually, the question should have been, if they had any brains, to be mute, because the church is going to be raptured before all of this happens. So a lot of the Christians are going to go home to be with Jesus before the tribulation takes place.
Skip, if you have any questions, comments, just jump in, okay?
I'm listening with great interest.
And so he spoke to them a parable. Behold, a fig tree and all the trees, when they now shoot forth, you see and you know of your own selves the summer draweth nigh at hand. Now, the fig tree represents what? Something we've seen in our lifetime. That was Israel becoming a nation, 1948, in April 1948. And so, as we talked about that last night, the other verses said that Israel, even though for 1900 years, Israel, that land over there, was desolate. It was a wilderness. And what happened? The scripture said that God would return them to their land, in still in their unbelief. And that's exactly what happened. They were returned.
They're still not believing. Well, some are. We know
there's a lot more belief, but when they first returned, they did not receive, accept Christ as Messiah. They were still very anti, okay? And then it says that Israel would bloom like a garden, and it would export food, and that's exactly what she's doing today. That little bitty country exports.
And she learned how to take and get water from the ocean to desalinate better than any nation has done. And Israel, we did a story where they were trying to give this same secret to their Arab nations, and none of the Arab nations would take the gift, didn't want to look at the plans or the details. And Israel is still continuing to be able to get fresh, clean water and help revitalize all that entire land.
Pastors, I have one. I'm going to back you up to verse 25.
Yep.
One of the signs we didn't talk about was the stress of nations. And so watch what you're doing. Look what is happening around the world with nations.
Well,
And right now, the distress, we've got people compiled. I mean, I think America was a country founded by God, people of God. And I'm very concerned at what I'm seeing, because the Marxists are coming here to destroy religion, destroy family, destroy all those things that made America what it was, as a sanctuary for Christians and people of faith to come and be able to play out their faith. And so we're being attacked by nations around the world, China and other nations. The drug cartels out of Mexico are aligning with the Chinese and are coming here. We're seeing in our own community, and people in Geauga County aren't familiar with this. Some are, many aren't, because we're not really talking about it. There are communities like the Amish community that are being attacked. They're being victimized. I just talked to some Amish the other day, and their homes are being broken into and the shops are being broken into because they're a passive community, and people know that. And so, you know, this distress of the fabric of our society kind of coming apart because we've not been tending our business. We've not been reading the Bible. We've not been adhering to the Bible as much as we should. So,
well, you're absolutely right. And but we're going to go take a look at some of the reasons for that. Let's go, Joe, to 1 Timothy chapter 4. We look at some of the signs of the times.
All right. Got it.
1 Timothy 4. Yeah, read 1 through 5.
All right. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer.
All right, so very good. Go back to verse 1. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly in the later times. Now, here he says the later times, and the other place it'll talk about end times. In 2 Timothy 3, it's very specific about the last days. But here now, it says, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Okay, so do you think he's referring to backsliding, or you think that they refer to people that had a profession of salvation but were really never saved at all?
Right, those the second, because it really means to depart from the to apostatize, to deliberately and permanently reject Christ, which is rejecting Christianity.
So now,
which
actually,
we're seeing a lot of that.
Right, it's referring to both, though. It's actually here's the other thing. Yeah, here's the other things where it talks about seducing spirits. Now we see the seducing spirits taking up place out there today. You see the witchcraft. Witchcraft is growing, and Satanism right now, they're allowed to open Satan clubs, clubs of Satan for after school clubs and schools, public schools across the country now are allowing them to have their clubs. If you look at New Mexico, that governor out there has virtually made the Church of Satan a part of the government out there.
And they're having churches of Satan all over. Even one of our military officers, or what was it, West Point, that had a Church of Satan.
Right. So Satanism is quickly becoming the actual religion of the Democratic Party. More and more Democrats are turning towards Satanism. But now, there's something else.
Hedonism. How about hedonism? It's just everywhere you look in the world, everything has gone sexual. The perversions, the cheating, the group sex, the group marriages. I mean, hedonism is breaking out like a virus.
Right. All great societies fail.
Yeah.
And that's part of the sign.
Right. You know? Well, here's something else that's prevalent today that has not been throughout history, where it talks about seducing spirits. More and more, you're talking about space aliens. More and more people now are seeing aliens from outer space. They're seeing UFOs, but they're in Los Angeles and other places.
I've seen a couple of aliens downtown Cleveland.
Yeah.
You see them walking around the street down there?
Those are spaced out aliens. Okay.
Oh, well, that could be, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And anyhow, but so that's, and that is very, really satanic. Those are seducing spirits. And now the doctrines of devils, the World and National Council of Churches, they have so apostatized. I mean, you know, we talked about this last night. The Pope says there is no hell. The Pope says there is no hell. The Pope has said that Christ, humanly speaking, failed at Calvary. Christ failed at Calvary. The Pope said now, is the acceptance, he accepts same-sex, what they call same-sex marriage. No. This is a departure from what the Roman Catholic Church has taught. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a white-hot iron, the World and Council of Churches. You know what? We're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to pick this up here tomorrow and get into it a little deeper. Be right back.
You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Talk like an angel.
Talk like a Christian. But I got wise. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. You fooled me with deception. You fooled me with your lies. Heaven help me before I saw the liberal in your eyes. You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Talk like an angel.
Talk like a Christian. But I got liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. I thought you would go to heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me before I saw the liberal in your eyes. You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Talk like a
Christian, but I got wise. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are. A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
All righty, we are back, and we have with us here tonight Walter Skip Claypool, who is a former Chilcotin County commissioner, and he is running for that office again. And, Skip, tell us, folks, why you want to be back as our commissioner.
You know, that's a real good question, Pastor.
All right.
I thought I wanted to be back because I don't wanted to help the community and to do good things. And we've got some challenges in the county I think I could help with. But, you know, campaigning is such a pain that I'm beginning to wonder what possessed me to do it. But to answer your question, we've got some real challenges in this county, and it has nothing to do with the county per se. It's with some of the people running. My opponent, for example, voted for Obama or Hillary in 2008, didn't vote again until 2022, finally voted Republican, and that's only because she decided she was going to run for office. So we've got a Democrat basically running as a Republican. We've got two Democrats running for a judge seat. One is a Democrat, the other one is a Republican. We've got real issues with the people that get into office, and we already have a Democrat who ran as a Republican, and he sits in the county commissioner office today. And that creates real problems because their decision-making is typical of liberals. And so, you know, when you start talking about taxes and trying to reduce, you know, manage government effectively, responsibly, there's some real concerns, and you see that in all the liberal cities, Cleveland, you name the big city that's run by a Democrat, financially they go bankrupt and they increase the taxes across the board on their populations, and life gets worse when you're in that environment. So I ran because I knew that you had to have, we had to have somebody in there. I tried to get Tim Lennon to run. He's a good commissioner. But he had just had enough of the strife that he felt in the office. And so I'm running because I know I can do a good job. I was a good commissioner before when I was a commissioner. We paid off the long-term debt. We had no tax increases while I was a commissioner. I actually submitted the plans, the initial plan, to build the new county offices. I wished I'd been around to help actually implement them, because I could have done it more cost-effectively, I think, and done some things differently. I submitted the plan for the recycling center, which is now up and running, and I think it's providing a lot of good service to the people in the community. So I think I can get a lot done, and I can do it very cost-effectively. Look at the tax structure and all the budgets. The budgets are getting blown out by some of the departments, the prosecutor's office, the auditor's office. I think I can get in there and help bring some of that back into alignment for the good of the people in our county. So
all right,
that's the reason I'm running.
Most people, the vast majority of the people in this country are totally biblically illiterate. They don't understand that our country is under God's judgment, but they don't understand it. Like in Hosea 4:6, he tells you, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have forgotten your God, you forgot my laws. I will forget your children." We ended up with 160 million dead babies just from abortion alone, and here we're seeing our children dying every day from fentanyl. And then he tells you in Isaiah chapter 5, Isaiah chapter 3, he tells you that as a punishment for people that forget their God, that they're disobedient, that he will give you women and incompetent men as rulers. And yet we're seeing today more and more of these women are running for office. And people don't realize this. They're saying, well, isn't this a wonderful thing? Well, God says, well, you know, we're giving that to you as a punishment. And, of course, they would probably want to correct God on that, okay, the way the society is today. Now, one of the things that you've been doing is you have been a champion for the cause exposing NOACA, which is virtually Agenda 2030, Ohio's version of that, okay? Which is basically globalism. It's the New World Order. But they're a shadowy people. They're not an elected people. They work behind the scenes. They have all of these bureaucrats. They manage to twist everything from the way it really is. And so, but you've been probably the most outspoken individual that I know on NOACA. We've done several programs on that. And so the other two county commissioners, are you getting any help from them? Because I know you want to get our county out of NOACA.
I would like to, yes. Actually, I'd like to form an NPO with Lake County. Unfortunately, I would love to get out of NOACA completely and not be part of an NPO. And there was an unconstitutional federal law passed in 1962 that created these things called NPOs. There's no constitutional enumerated right that is the foundation for an NPO. But the federal government did it. Now we got to live with it. We got to make the best of it. And so NOACA is an NPO, Metropolitan Planning Organization, and the problem we have with NOACA, Northeastern Ohio Area Coordinating Agency, is that it's a council on governments. And so there's all these politicians or elected officials that sit on this board. We have three county commissioners, but they're neutered because Cleveland and Cuyahoga County runs that board. They have the voting power to override all of the counties if they came together. And so their agenda is set by Cleveland and Cuyahoga County. And as you said, Pastor, their Agenda 21, 2030, they're pushing, and they don't even know it. They're brain dead. They don't even understand what it is they're doing, some of them do. Chris Ronayne, who is the county executive now from Cleveland, he just opened up an illegal alien welcome center. He calls it a undocumented or an immigrant Welcome Center, but we all know what it is.
Right.
Well, think about the negative impact of that. He is a Marxist who is pushing Marxist ideas. He's sitting on NWACA as one of the power brokers, because Cleveland and Cuyahoga County basically runs NWACA, and wants to push this agenda, this Marxist agenda, throughout the region. So they're doing a climate action plan. They're doing a transportation plan. The most recent surveys being sent out are on transportation. Well, you know, in Geauga County, we're a pretty self-reliant county. And if people want to go someplace, they get in their car and they go. Or they get in their truck and they go. They don't need a bus. They don't need to get on mass transit to get someplace and wait, you know.
We shouldn't have that much independence. I mean, these people, the communists, they need to control us. Don't they know? I mean, they know what's better for us,
that's right?
That's right.
They want to take you. Well, first of all, they don't want you to go out of your home. They want you to be able to walk to work 15 minutes. So it's really, and you see this even expanding. So NWACA is one thing. It's a bureaucratic, as you said, a shadow government, so to speak, because most people don't pay attention to it. Even though they're developing all these plans and they spend a ton of our tax dollars on stuff that doesn't work. I mean, they have this rideshare program, and the rideshare program is not popular, so it doesn't work on its own. So they spend millions of dollars to push advertising to use a rideshare program that nobody wants. So if rideshare was popular, they wouldn't need to advertise it. People would want to do it. But that's the kind of nonsense they do. Now we have, down at the state government, four Republicans, for God's sakes, and one Democrat, have set up a Senate Select Committee on Fair Housing. I defy anybody to define the term fair housing. It's really subsidized housing. And so now they've had all these hearings in the state of Ohio because they want to be able to create low-income, subsidized housing throughout all of our regions. They know Geauga County is going to push back on it. So now they're talking about overriding local zoning. So this is pure Marxism. This is pure socialism, government control. They want to pull the right to create zoning up to the state level rather than do it at the township level or at the city level, that's where it currently exists. So we've got all these entities, and I don't know what it is about me, but I read stuff, I pay attention to stuff, and I'm aware of it. So I try to ring the bell. I try to raise the flag and get people aware of this kind of stuff. Because Geauga County, they will change our the way we live if we don't wake up and start saying, no, we are not going along with this program. And so that's one of my values, is that however I was wired genetically or whatever, I see this stuff, I pay attention to it, I understand the interrelationships between all these programs, and so I'm able to talk to people and educate people about that, and hopefully they will wake up and then push back on some of this stuff, because we're walking down a path of Marxism here.
Well, years ago, first of all, there is no Democratic Party anymore. That's gone. Years ago, when there was a Democratic Party, on certain issues, especially pro-life issues, we could always count for some Democrats to come across the aisle and vote for us on family matters, moral matters, okay? Not so much economic matters, but today you can't do that. They're completely and totally corrupted. They're completely and totally Marxist today. They're in lockstep. And they don't do anything that's on the up and up. The corruption is so much. For example, you were talking about here, your opponent was a Democrat, voted for Obama. We've seen all across the country now, they're urging in the states that allow that for Democrats to register as Republicans in a primary, okay? People don't understand. The Republicans, it seems like they've been stupid. It seems like they sit there and they watch him going into the nursing homes and watch him deceiving the elderly people. You know, election fraud, stuffing mailboxes, you know, these drop boxes, just in complete corruption. There's nothing that's not corrupt. Today in Ohio, you've got the Rhino Rhino Blue 22. You've got these state representatives that were Democrats that ran as Republicans. Joe, remember what we did in 2015? We warned people that was coming, And then again, in 2019, we told people, do you see what they're doing? Do you see what they're doing up there?
Look what they're doing now. We use that phrase too often. But I was thinking something Walter said. We go back, our schools have not taught socialism, communism. The children going through the public school system do not understand the forms of government. They do not understand our own government, what a republic is, the rule of law. They were never taught where those laws came from. They came from God. They came from the New Testament. We have raised several generations of ignorant children, and then they are easily brainwashed with what they're being taught because there's no truth being taught to them. And until we more homeschoolers or can control the public school system and go back to teaching school the way it was taught, you know, 150 years ago, we're going to lose the nation because that's what they've done. They've outlawed truth, history, facts, and put in social emotional learning where, you know, everybody knows about Santa Claus and they know about global warming and they know that, you know, that we're destroying the planet, but they don't know anything about God, family, country.
Example of what you're saying, just here, just recently, they want to pass legislation here in Ohio to pay the children to go to school. $500 yeah. They want to pay a year to go to school. Now, and so one of the ones that was pushing that bill, one of those liberal Democrats that was pushing that bill came out and said that homeschoolers, first of all, he said homeschoolers are one of the reasons that they're not going to the public school, but he said, If we can't get them in school, now listen to this. If we can't get them in school, how are they ever going to know which bathrooms they should use? How do they ever are they ever going to know which genders they are?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, we got to educate them to what gender they are.
Right.
I had a conversation this morning, and by the way, I'm going to encourage people to call in because I'm going to ask your opinion on this pastor, both pastors, and the public. And so I think the phone number is 888-677-9673 when we get around to people calling.
All right. We were going to open the phone lines at quarter after, but we can open them now if you want.
Well, whenever you want. I'm just giving the phone number so people can write it down and get ready, get their questions ready.
All right.
So I just had a question this morning. We had a Rotary meeting. And in the Rotary meeting, there's an organization that makes beds and gives them to kids that are sleeping on the floor. Now, I have an issue with this for a couple of reasons, and I tried to ask questions about it because I've got this mental, this cognitive dissonance over this kind of a thing. And for this reason, when I grew up, my family was dirt poor. My dad had we had eight kids, and he had to work two jobs. My mom didn't work because women didn't work in those days. At least a lot of women didn't work in those days. She stayed at home to take care of the eight kids. He had to come home sometimes, and if it wasn't food in the house, we'd go out and we'd shoot squirrels or we'd shoot some rabbits, and we'd have something to eat. Mm-hmm. That's how poor we were. The house was always clean, and we never had to worry about, you know, something like a bed because he would build a bed. He'd go out and get some 2x4s and supply wood and build a bed, right? There was pride. The biggest fight that I ever heard my mom and dad have had to do with taking a handout from anybody. My mom went and got some food from some organization downtown, so she brought it home, and they had a huge fight because my dad was a proud man and said, no, we are not taking anything from anybody. Our society completely moved away from that. And then, by the way, in those days, if there were families that had need, they had a community that would deal with the need. It's a little bit like the Amish community. The Amish community, if somebody needs something, a bed or whatever the case is, health dollars to help cover health costs and that kind of stuff. They do a fundraiser. They take care of their community.
That's what happens at Doers of the Word Baptist Church.
Churches took care of their community. People knew that they could go to their community and be taken care of. They didn't have to wait for an organization to come and take care of that. And so I asked some questions. You know, I don't really understand how it is that, number one, we've got a society where men or women will be at home and not get off their butts. Have you not seen all the help wanted signs? Get a job, for God's sakes. You can buy a bed. And so I was trying to ask some questions like this. I don't really understand where this is coming from. Are we enabling this behavior? Are we enabling this entitlement society where people think, oh, if I don't get off my butt and go get a job, then somebody will give it to me.
See, you're not paying attention there, Skip. Alexandra Cortez, she said, if people don't want to work, they shouldn't have to work, and the people that want to work should support those that don't want to work. See, now that's philosophy from the Democratic Communist Party. All right, Carol's on the air. Carol, you're in the air.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're okay. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I just wanted to call in and support Skip Claypool. I've worked along with him on different ventures, and I know he's very passionate for what is best for the residents and the communities we live in. And I am going to vote for him, and I'm hoping others will. And I just want to say that I call her fakey breaky. She's not real. She's not real. So she doesn't tell the truth. She lies. And because I've been around Skip enough, I know he doesn't tell lies. I know he's really, really for the community. He's done many things. I've worked alongside with him with helping to get a lot of things, including NOACA, not to get NOACA out here in Geauga County because we don't want it. And I just want to call in to tell everybody, the viewers, that vote for Skip. If you want something done in this community, he's the man to get it done. So that's why I'm calling in to give the support to him.
Well, you did that very well, and I thank you.
Thanks, Carol.
Thanks, Carol. All right, now we have Mary Grace. Sister Mary Grace, you're in the air.
God's blessings. I'm speaking about Cuyahoga, but I know one thing. Justin Bibb, and Chris Ronayne are just hand in hand. And the point is, Ronayne, I've known him, and I thought he was a good guy, but I found out he's with the Cleveland Foundation, and they are all left. And the point is, Justin Bibb went to London to get his education. He's part of the globalism. You understand? Trained for it. Everything. Everything he says is a lie. And the point is, when you have these guys all working together, doing the same thing, because I knew the Ronaynes. They worked for she was a Democrat, and she worked in Jane. I can't remember her name, but she was. Oh, she was using so much money here. It was just unreal. And people were doing horrible things. The Grace Network is what we ran, and we helped all the people. God's riches at Christ's expense, in the name of Christ.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Mary Grace. We got to move on because we have a bunch of callers, and we're running out of time. But thank you for calling. Let's go to Tiffany. Tiffany, you're in the air.
Good evening. How are you?
We're okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm really happy to hear Skip on the air. I'm definitely voting for Skip. I think that right now we're kind of at a crossroads in our county. I think there are a lot of places that are not like Geauga County, and our county is special, and it needs to be protected. And what I see when I talk with Skip and work with him on different things is that his reflexes are always to protect what's here, you know, to safeguard our budget, to question things and dig deeper and not just go with the flow. And I think that's what we need right now. I don't really have anything against his opponent. I don't think that we have to feel like, you know, one person's a saint and the other person's a devil in order to vote for one person or the other. But right now, I don't think we can afford a learning curve. I think that Skip's experience is invaluable. And you hear the way he's talking about NOACA, that for me is almost a single issue in my vote. The wealth of experience that he has in this position, I think, is something that we need right now. We can't afford to just coast along with somebody who seems nice. We need to really be looking into the details. So anyway,
we've had a major, major problem again, folks. You know, with people who voted Democrat their whole life, all of a sudden they're switching over. They've got an R behind their name, and a lot of the voters, they don't vet these people. They don't find out about them. They look, and they've seen a lot of their names on a lot of yard signs, and they got an R behind their name, and so they vote for them. Okay, that's not what you do. And again, you know, we believe in morality. We believe there's right and wrong. The Democratic Communist Party right now today, their number one issue, they said, is abortion, killing children. That party has gone completely corrupt. I cannot think of one thing, one part of their platform that God's Word, the Bible, does not refer to as a sin. That's reality. No place in the Beatitudes does it say, blessed are the stupid. That's what's been happening with the Democratic Party out there, I'm afraid.
I'm going to go look that up.
But what's happened, and the Republicans, like I said, it's like they can't believe they're doing that. They're watching what they're doing. They're watching them going into the nursing homes. They're watching the election fraud, the voter fraud, and they just sit back and they look, we don't do that. Well, no, dummy, but they're doing it to you, okay? And, you know, I'm thinking with President Trump, you know, when he says, you know, forget this early voting, forget the mail-in ballots, let's go back. And I agree, we need to go back to one day, election day. It worked. If it's not broke, don't fix it. It was working very well. And forget these mail-in ballots, you know.
No, it's very corrupt. The mail-in ballot system is, and I can tell you, I'm doing what they call the paper chase today. So people submit an absentee ballot. And when they do that, the Board of Election allows you to go out and download that list. And so we send them cards, say, we noticed that you're voting absentee, vote for me. And so we do that. I'm looking at the lists of people that are requesting absentee ballots. And you'll see people from Canada, from South Africa, from all over the country, people down in Florida. Now, there's people who are on vacation in Florida, and they have a right to vote here because they have a home of record in Geauga County, for example. That's okay, as long as they're not voting in two places, and there's a big question as to whether they're verified, whether they're voting in two places or not.
It's not a question in my mind.
Let's
know what they're doing.
That they're not, and that they're honest people. But I verified a number of people, hundreds of people, who have no home of record in Geauga County. So I called the Board of Election and said, what's up with this? How are these people voting? They don't have a home of record in Geauga County. Well, we don't want to deny anybody the right to vote.
Yeah.
That's very concerning to me.
This is the thing that I'm saying. This is a problem that we've had with the Republican Party. And it's, you know, you had, look, this last thing in issue one, we put 1,500 signs out, and then we got another 500 signs we put out. On issue one, our side, the conservative side, the Republican Party side, we had our signs, our yard signs were 8-1 over the opposition. Everybody you talked to was in the pro-life side, and yet all of a sudden we lost by 10 percentage points. No, something very, very wrong with that whole thing, okay? Very corrupt. And this is what we have to do. We have to be much more vigilant in all of these things. We're going to be going to a break. Tiffany, you got 15 seconds to close. Okay. We're going to be going to a break. When we come back, we're going to listen to the kind of sheriff we need in every county in this country. We're going to hear a small clip. So, and then we're going to open the phone lines again and take more calls. So that's what's happening there. Get ready, folks. There's a whole lot more to come tonight. County commissioners are very, very important, and especially when we see money being wasted the way it is. I mean, just unbelievable. And we know that there's dark shadows and two sets of books. So we'll be back right after this with a whole lot more. So don't go away.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries.
14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.